Sure, fantastic stuff there. Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station, where we're also connected with, of course, Southside Broadcasting. And in the studio, we have Kathleen Drury. How are you, Kathleen?
I'm very well, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a delight to welcome you back. You did a pre-Christmas show, you're responsible for our calendar. And astoundingly, we haven't actually sent any calendars over to California as yet. Equally as amazed. I can see by the shocked look on your face. But
I can't believe it.
But how? We have Marty Ingalls, Amy Rash, you know, so many top quality Californian correspondents. It's because our ace agent and producer, Kelly Duncan Joyner, wasn't on the case. Isn't that right, Kelly?
Oh, right, Alex.
There you go. Hey, welcome back to the good ship Siren 107.3 FM.
Well, thank you. It is a good ship lollipop today.
So well, this is it.
Being here.
Because it has to be said, Kathleen, and to our dear listener, that Kelly was quite a Shirley Temple aficionado, is a Shirley Temple aficionado. And I think when you develop...
Yeah, I was going to correct you. Still is.
Exactly so. And I think...
I'm wearing my hair in ringlets right now.
Oh, my! Kelly, you're a mother now. You need to think of the child. You know?
Well, he's got his hair in ringlets, too.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
There you go. This is what comes of a lass who once represented the Coca-Cola company from Arizona. It's just a whole routine thing there. We introduced you as Hollywood producer, agent extraordinaire, obviously worked with Tom Chase and Associates, who I think they represented a few names like Marilyn Monroe and Roger Moore.
Cary Grant,
etc. Mm-hmm. You know, we might have heard
Alfred Hitchcock.
Okay.
Yeah, a couple of them.
Yeah, precisely. And you put us in touch with Adrian Smed, of course. Adrian, of course, Officer Romano in T.J. Hooker. I mean, can you get any better than Adrian Smed?
I don't think you can.
It's tough. It's a tough call. You know, we try, but we work through that. Suffice it to say, Adrian does fit into your search for musical people, Kathleen, because Adrian, of course, was in Grease 2.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
The one that launched Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yes.
Or as we like to refer to Michelle, the Kelly Duncan Joyner wannabe.
I wish. We did go to the same high school, you know.
There you go.
You see.
I've heard the word on the street, Kelly, has been that Michelle, she might have done her Catwoman, she might have done, you know, her Fabulous Baker Boys. Fundamentally, she always really wanted to be Kelly Duncan.
That's true. I'm so glad it finally came out that this is the case because, you know, I've been living with this for so long.
Yeah.
And thank you, Alex.
Well, Kelly, if we can't share that transatlantic fact, then what are we here for? That's the key thing. Listen, apart from obviously having a fantastic child and individual whose name, of course, is?
Duncan Joyner. Mm-hmm.
There you go, you said.
Since there are no other boys, the Duncan legacy cannot live on.
Is he technically then...
They're only nieces.
Is he now Duncan Joyner Jr. then?
No, he's just Duncan for my dad, and then James for my husband's father named James, and then Joyner.
So Duncan James Joyner Jr., quite literally,
DJJ.
You know?
He'll have to take up tap dancing.
Exactly. I think, or radio work. He could be the DJJ of America. You know?
There you go.
Yeah, but we'll work on that. Anyway, apart from that, and obviously your fantastic movie that was a Tribeca winner a couple of years ago, what else have you been doing? You know, share with us. What's life been like?
Bit of a hiatus. I had no idea what it was going to be like to have a child since I never had one before. I've only had rescued pets.
Yeah, exactly.
And I really thought, because I worked up until he was 8 months old, I literally came from the hospital and worked till 4 o'clock in the morning trying to get things done. And I could not...
Yeah.
Do a job that required, you know, 12-hour days, 7 days a week without holidays and raise a child. So,
I remember the time when you said, look, Alex, I'm sorry, but, you know, I have to give these phone links my very best. And, you know, to raise the child as well, we're going to just have to hold fire.
It's been a massive adjustment in my life, and I love it. I love being a mother. You know, I wish I had done it sooner, but I would not have the child that I have now. So.
I'm unlikely to ever become a mother in my particular lifetime. But, you know, just don't want to make that
you
public.
You never know. Great strides are being made.
Yeah, maybe true.
It
doesn't appeal. I'm sorry. You know, I'm going to stay away from that. Kathleen, any questions you want to put to Kelly? Possibly about the Golden Globes.
Well, I just wanted to find out more about her being a mother, actually, rather than the Golden Globes.
But
we can talk about the Golden Globes. You just said that you found it difficult with working with having your son as well. How did that affect you? Because obviously becoming a mother is a big thing. I know when I had my children, it certainly turned my life upside down.
It was because my job had me constantly on the phone and connected to a computer, and as well as basically, you know, babysitting my clients and making sure everyone was, you know, fed or being fed.
No names, Kelly. I know. No names. Yeah.
And it was even more difficult once they get on a series or a movie. Their career becomes a higher stake, and you have to work even harder to keep them as a client and ready for their next gig whenever they have, you know, a hiatus period once the series is finished. So it became a what do I do? Do I put my child to the side and let him scream while I'm on the phone, because I had to have all the calls rolled to my house and act as if I was at the office, you know, as, you know, I just did not take a period of time out. And
Kelly was quite literally a super mom.
He should have
still is, of course.
Yeah, so it was a tough adjustment, not working and having this full time, because all my life I've been, you know, looking to my mom and dad for answers, and all of a sudden this little being was looking to me. So that's frightening.
And your mum and dad probably just turned around and said, "We're out of here, Kelly. It's up to you now." Now you know what we went through.
Yeah, well, thank goodness I did have a support system, and it's been a wonderful experience. I still miss, my clients still contact me and ask me for advice, and I do still do. I do have speaking engagements I'm invited to, and I'm just now being offered my own agency.
Yay!
Wow.
See,
I don't know if I'm going to do it.
That is the magic of the midweek drive.
That's,
you know,
brilliant.
You see, we put the call in, and the offers just. We don't even take percentage on this. It's fantastic, you know.
And I'm also, you know, I'm going to concentrate though mainly on producing my husband's next film, which he just finished, and it's a great script and something I want to jump on board with and start that all over again. So I'm excited about that.
Excellent.
So it feels like it's the right time.
It's a whole new world. Now, we must feature your husband, obviously, in The Fullness of Time, etc., plus a whole stack of other recommendations, etc., but we've got to ask the question, what's the weather like at 9:10 on a Wednesday morning in California?
It's actually quite beautiful, I have to say.
Yeah, that's okay.
You're going to make us jealous.
I'm looking out my window, and by the way, who lives across the street from me is Brigitte Nielsen, which is hilarious.
Bless. You see, this is Marty Ingalls lives next door to the Jackson's mansion, and Kelly Duncan Joyner opposite from Brigitte Nielsen.
Amazing.
Does her mother pop in regularly? She's quite good and sociable.
I often see her in short shorts.
There's too much information there, Kelly.
With her garden.
Yeah.
It's always a funny surprise.
Any suggestion that Sly ever feels he's made the wrong mistake and he should never have actually split from her? You know, Sly Stallone pops along and said, "Brigitte,
not at
Brigitte,
all.
Adrian." Yeah, too much. Listen, Kelly, we're going to seek a bit of advice from you now. Now, Kathleen, as we said, is about to start to work on a siren musical, a selection of sirens or lines with respect. It's going to be called the musical.
Well,
bottom line is, Kelly, we need your advice for a title. I'm going to be producing. Mm-hmm. We're going to be looking at that, etc. Any thoughts about what sort of titles we can actually run past this this musical thing, which is really looking to encompass everything from Busby Berkeley right the way through to Baz Luhrmann. From Busby to Baz.
Wow. I like that.
There you go.
Taking a Baz.
Exactly.
I like it.
So note that down. We shall add it to our list of podcast scenarios. But if you do have anything you'd like to add, then feel free to do so, Kelly, because, you know, that's the key thing.
We need a name.
Shirley Temple has done musicals, of course.
Yes, she has. Mm. Don't you forget that.
And I feel, as our resident expert on Shirley Temple, you would be called upon to actually address these kind of things, etc., which is important. Yeah, it's the important thing. Now, I was going to actually...
You laugh now, but one day she'll be my Facebook friend, okay? One day.
I was honoured that we've become friends as well on Facebook as well, Kelly. It's wonderful. And, yeah, it's just a whole new experience. In fact, it's such a wonderful experience. We've got a very special announcement that we're going to share with yourself, Kelly, and the Midweek Drive listener about something that's happening to the whole Siren schedule. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? Okay.
Well, I'm sitting down.
It's a bit of a shocker, but here it comes.
This is Sarah Huntley, actress and Lambda tutor, with some very important information. The Midweek Drive is getting a sibling. The Midweek Drive Morning Edition. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. UK time, you will be able to access a range of top audio entertainment with guest writers, musicians, actors and academics fevering away to produce 2 hours of the finest morning entertainment, exclusive to sirenonline.co.uk. You've shared the Midweek Drive experience on Wednesday. Now, double the fun with an extra 2 hours on 107.3 Siren FM from Thursday the 3rd of February. Quality entertainment from Lincoln. Now, if only they could afford my helicopter to fly me to the studio.
So you see, metaphorically, we're also giving birth.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's the whole thing. Of course, it does mean given that it's going from 8 a.m. through to 10 a.m., it would actually be 12 midnight, I think, or 11 p.m. I mean, late night show. I don't know, Kelly. Well, I've just
well, I'm usually up, so not, you know,
there
I will see it or
there's,
hear it.
There's always pre-records and various other bits and pieces. But yes, that starts off. We thought we'd search for an auspicious time for that, Kathleen and Kelly. KK. Structure on this thing. And we decided to go for the official start of the Chinese New Year. Yes.
Oh,
February the 3rd. Oh, okay. You think about these planning things.
Is it that time again?
Hey, I know. When last I looked, it was 1995, but never mind. It's just a strange and bizarre.
Isn't that when you were born, Alex? I never realized what a youngin you were.
Oh, no. Yes, but I've had...
Facebook does supply a lot of information.
I've had a challenging time. You know, this is the cool thing. You know, we work through that. It's chronologically gifted. I feel as though in many ways I am the Benjamin Button of Lincoln.
I'm quite impressed.
Give me 30 years and I'll look young again. There you go. It's a different line. Oh, dear. Life continues in its own merry way. Yes, well, Bridget Nielsen, obviously, that's a nice little name check for that. The Hollywood scene, every so often, it's a bit like the British acting scene, where you think, yes, it's all going to be wonderful, then it's going to be, and we're all doomed, etc. We were talking about the number of sort of gigs that are taking place in Canada these days and so on. And obviously, I think, share with us the movie that, I should have done my research here, obviously, I should have actually had it seared into my consciousness. The first movie you produced, which was the Tribeca Festival winner, was...
It's called Civic Duty.
Civic Duty. Is it presumably available on DVD now?
It's on DVD now. Yes, it has been. And it shows quite a bit on our cable stations as well.
Excellent.
So
it was a bit of a challenge when she put that together, but it was a classic movie, I have to say.
You always want to do a do-over in hindsight, things that you could have done to make it better. But, mm-hmm. This is our first film, and we got it made. And, you know, very few films are made in Hollywood.
Exactly.
And especially getting the access that we did. Yeah. And we had a theatrical release, which is very difficult to do.
And just setting the scene, the movie was primarily about, and it was an interesting concept. Go for it, Kelly. It was telling the tale of...
It was basically a rare window in a post-9/11 world. And unfortunately, it continues the subject matter, and it takes place a day in the same week as September 11th, 2001, and what the government was telling you to look at your neighbors homegrown terrorism, and unfortunately, that's
homeland security.
Happening.
Minority Report, it's all coming together. It's one of the reasons I spent most of the day discussing why we need more Americans in American studies at the University of Lincoln. Strange, but there we are. It's a different line. We'll fly you over here, Kelly. It might well be that
I would
we feel
love it.
Yes, we will go with that. And I feel as though, really, we could have the Kelly Duncan joiner 2 hours just for this. But unfortunately, Sophia Tolvik, Michelle Monroe, Shane Rimmer, Sarah Chase and Sarah Gayton might sort of be a little bit backed up about that and think, look, hang on, you know, we've got to go to Sweden next, from California to Sweden.
How exciting.
There you go. Now, Kelly, do you know how to listen to us online?
I do. I have you on the podcast now. I'm not going to play it.
No.
I don't want to interrupt the sound.
Look, you see, ever the consummate producer.
The ambiance.
That's the key thing. She's got that sorted through there. You know, she can go to that sirenonline.co.uk, click on Listen Live, and then she'll be able to do the whole range of other bits and pieces, because I've got two final questions for you, good self. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us on the Midweek Drive today, Kelly Duncan Joyner?
I absolutely did. As always, Alex.
So, after a gap of 2.5 years, you know, the planets have changed their position, the Earth has revolved around the Sun, etc., can we look forward to welcoming you again in the very, very, very near future? And let's face it, I think, Kathleen, going for a Kelly Duncan Joyner regular feature on the Midweek Drive.
Sounds good.
Oh, thank you.
Are you up for that, Kelly? Is that going to be okay?
I'm back. I've come full circle.
Exactly. The resounding message of today's Midweek Drive production is Kelly Duncan Joyner. She is back.
Back.
Yay! And here's Sophia Tolvik.